The Morning Thought broadcast to be used Wednesday, January 25th.
In the morning, I see his face. In the evening, his form I trace. In the darkness, his voice I know. I see Jesus everywhere I go.
Good morning, radio friends. Today, I'm going to be giving you a lesson that I believe will be most practical for all of us. You might turn to the 13th chapter of the book of Genesis for this lesson. 13th chapter of the book of Genesis. But now, as we go to prayer, we take that wonderful, wonderful scripture. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. Isn't that a marvelous scripture found in the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews? Perhaps you need this today. We'll just take it for our promise before prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee today for the privilege to come. Of all the prayers that have passed from our lips and from our hearts throughout our lifetime, we thank thee because every morning can be a new day, a new petition, a new giving of thanks to thee for blessings received. We pray for every listener, wherever they may be, that thy strength, thy power may be theirs, and may we all learn anew how to walk with God. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus, and for thy glory, amen. And now, the new harvesters sing, I never knew till now what the Lord can do.
I never knew till now why. could fill my heart. I never knew till now just how I could make a start. The clouds have passed away. I see the light of day. I never knew.
As the days go by, we find more and more the wonderful things that God can do for us. We are all aware of the fact that God can do anything, but when He directs His blessings our way, it just overwhelms us, doesn't it? Well, I want to talk about this, an experience of Abraham. You will notice, if you have your Bible open to Genesis 12, how that God called Abraham and said, I want you to leave your father's house and the place of your birth, and I want you to go into a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. Abraham obeyed, the Bible says, and in the 8th verse, he went to Bethel, pitched his tent, and there he built an altar unto the Lord and called it, and called upon the name of the Lord. And of course, the name Bethel means the house of God. That was his church, if I can just put it in our modern term. We say, well, that's wonderful. And then from that time on, God always blessed Abraham, and he had no troubles. Well, but the 10th verse right away says, and there was a great famine in the land. Circumstances arise in the lives of everybody, whether we are a Christian, whether we are not a Christian. The difference is that when these difficulties arise for the child of God, then God always comes to our rescue. Isn't that wonderful? So as we see the 12th chapter and then the bewilderment of this man who had been called of God to go into a land that he didn't know. What did he do? He went down into Egypt in the time of the famine. And then in the 13th chapter, we find that he went back. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife. He was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel. He went back to the place where he had built an altar to the name of the Lord. I believe if I could just make the application for you as well as for myself, that we remember and we drive a stake, so to speak, the day that God laid his hand upon our lives, and we know that God has called us. He's called us to himself to be a disciple. He's called us to himself that he might use us and make of us something that he can use. And then there will be famines, there will be storms, there will be opposition, there will be ridicule, there will be misunderstandings, intermingling with all the many wonderful, priceless blessings that God bestows upon us. But if we could always learn, as Abraham did, I'm going back to Bethel. That was his starting point in the land of promise. And after God had delivered him and brought him back, the first place he went was to Bethel. Do you know, I have people say to me, when I ask, where have you been? You haven't been to church. Or do I speak to someone and say, well, how long has it been since you've been to church? Well, you know, I'm going through a lot of trouble, and so I've just stayed home. I think that's the poorest thing that we could ever do. The place for us when we are going through difficulties is the house of God. And to the place of the altar, the place of our Bethel, whatever we wish to call it, the place where we meet God. Friends, I believe that our frustrations, our problems, are largely due to the fact that we have forgotten that there is an altar, a place where God will meet us. God had said to Abraham, I will meet you there. Well, then we say, well, where is the altar? Of course, I agree with you that the altar is a place in our own hearts that we dedicate ourselves to God, and yet there is no substitute for going to the sanctuary, the place where we meet God. I'm always so happy to find an old-fashioned altar. We have them. I'm looking right down upon them right now as I'm broadcasting, for we always make our broadcast in the church, the Gar Memorial Church. And I see the altar where thousands and thousands of people through the years have knelt. They've prayed. They've wept their tears. They have consecrated their lives, or they have given themselves to Jesus. There's no place like an altar, a prayer room, a place that is very dear to us, for we remember, if God helped me hitherto, he will again. I want you to go back in your mind to the time when God laid his hand upon your life. Now you're in the midst of a famine, perhaps. Trouble. Of course, famine can bespeak anything that may come to us. And yet, to be wise is to go back. Go back to that wonderful place where we meet our Lord, and he strengthens us and gives us courage. You will note, if you read the Bible and the record of Abraham and other men of old, you'll find they went back to Bethel. They went back to the place where they met God, and God meets them anew. I believe I can say, God has met me so many times when I just didn't know where to turn, to whom to turn. And then, at the place of the altar, I met the Savior again, and he gave me courage and strength to go on. For the Christian life is a warfare, a soldier. Paul says, be a soldier of the cross. So it isn't always just a soft, easy life. No, but he wants us to be strong and have faith in God. Abraham had faith in God, though it was tested and tried so many times. The story is summed up in this. God did not forsake him. God blessed him in spite of all things, and he'll bless you in spite of all things if you find your way back again and again to that place of the altar with God. Wonderful lesson, isn't it? Genesis, the 13th chapter. And now, as I leave you, let me just say, I'd like so much to hear from you. You can write to me, Mrs. A.G. Gar, Post Office Box 1936, Charlotte, North Carolina, Zone 1. I'd like to hear from you.